Pardon me?
I don't ever
care. Approval of the agenda, Mr. Bergenkamp. Any changes to the agenda?
No changes, Commissioner.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second the motion.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Item number two, Section 8, Fairgrounds Policy and Special Events Permit. Mr. Bergenkamp?
Commissioners, I asked to put together a work session regarding our fairgrounds policy. I think to take a look at the rates and the ticket sales, surcharges, et cetera, that we currently have in our policy and are charging any of the folks who want to use the fairgrounds facilities. And then secondly, the special events permit that I emailed out a week or so ago for review and kind of kick that around to see if the board wants to proceed with something like that. And then what would accommodate that? It would be a resolution at a later time. So fairgrounds policy first, changes in there that anyone would like to see.
I'd like to ask Brandy, Ms. Bowman, to see if, what are some of the questions that she's receiving while processing some of these reservations on our campgrounds and the county fairgrounds facilities?
Good afternoon. Some of the questions that I have been asked, I know I've gotten questioned on surcharges for the vendors. That's mostly the number one question that I do get.
So Brandy, walk us through, and I know I'm looking at the table, for instance, if somebody's leasing, renting a property here, for instance, Area D, the open air pavilion, it has the rates, of course, and then $100 plus surcharges. What exactly does that mean?
Okay, so I would charge them the $100 rental fee for the day. If it is commercial, they have a $200 security deposit, which is refundable as long as everything's cleaned up, disinfect, and there's no damages. If it's the community, they do have a $100 security deposit. If there are surcharges, what we typically do charge for surcharges is we'll go down to the surcharge. The surcharge is on the bottom of the schedule. And for like a vendor, mostly what I charge for the vendor is the 5% vendor sales surcharge on food. If there's food being sold, alcohol being sold, or merchandise being sold. They also do pay a $50 a day vendor charge for every vendor that does have a booth or a tent at the fairgrounds or that are selling food or alcohol or tickets. Also, there's a ticket surcharge involved in that if they are selling tickets, which is 5% or the dollar per ticket.
Brandy, this is Tony. In the event that there's a group of individuals that want to use this multiple days of the week, do we have a monthly fee that they could use it for? Like if they were riding young horses, say three times a week, or how does that work?
No, we don't. For instance, we do have somebody that's renting our expo center right now for training, and they do rent it by hour. They are in the community, so it's $50 per hour or up to $300 for the day. So what they do is they just pay me per hour and for the fairgrounds rental. And then they, if they were to want to rent it by day, I just charge by daily rental.
Now, is that for the entire group or is that per individual?
No, that's for the entire group. But if we do have individual riding in the outdoor arena, our policy states that in our indoor arena, we do not allow any individual riding. We only allow individual riding out in our outdoor arena. And that the charge for that is a $10 riding fee per day.
Does that include the use of livestock? So if they're roping cattle in there and that sort of thing?
I haven't included that. I know if we do have the overnight boarding fee, if they want to board their livestock here at the fairgrounds.
Okay, so if they were going to bring in some steers to trail and track on those young horses, then it would still just be the charge for the individual or the group.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
If I may, Chairman,
please
remind the board that was it 2 or 3 years ago, the board and staff had open hearings and discussions and meetings regarding the revamping of the guidelines from the fairgrounds. If I recall correctly, and Mr. Dornkamp, if I am incorrect, please feel free to chime in. But I think at the time, if I remember correctly, that we really dove in deep into the fairground guidelines and fees and upgraded those at the time. And I don't understand why we're readdressing this unless we have a formal complaint to the board. And I would think that if there is a complaint moving forward of these fees, that they come to a county commissioners meeting and discuss that in open session. Otherwise, I think this might be a moot point, having a discussion on changing other than the SUP or the special use permit that Mr. Dornkamp mentioned. As far as the fees and the surcharges Ms. Bowman just spoke about, I think our staff and the commissioners went through a thorough investigation of how other fairgrounds across the state are utilizing their services or their structures, and the fees were appropriate at the time. If there's a concern now by any individual, I think the proper approach would be to come to the board in an open session and public comment and have that discussion there, other than what's Mr. Dornkamp mentioned about the SUP. So Mr. Dornkamp, could you elaborate a little bit on the focus of this intention today, and other than the, if there's any other issues other than the special use permits you were speaking about?
The commissioner, had been brought to my attention that there are some groups and individuals who almost have the opinion that the county is, and these are my words, double dipping, where we have a ticket surcharge, and then on top of that, we have a sales surcharge, a participant surcharge, we've got all these other surcharges, but you make a really valid point that I didn't think of, and that is, I guess, if these individuals or groups are concerned about our policy in the way it's written right now, is to perhaps recommend some changes and bring those changes to the board. I think that's probably the proper way to do it.
And I don't mean to be rude in any way to anybody or offend anyone. I think the Board of County Commissioners, as an office, has proper protocol and procedures that we must follow. Unless we hear it and have it on record, which we did a few years ago when we needed to make these changes on the because of discrepancies that we're having on the fairground policies at the time, I think the staff did an excellent job in presenting to the board their findings and making sense. Now, so if there is a surcharge that someone is complaining about, well, I think we addressed that thoroughly, and I'll elaborate a little bit, regarding our fees that we are collecting versus the expenses that we have as a county for our staff to go and take care of the facilities after an event happens, or preparing for the event beforehand. And that includes the call out fees for somebody of our maintenance staff or Mr. Ken Bowman for coming after hours or on weekends when they're not scheduled. And the overtime that was charged to the county for our staff was still greater than the amount of the surcharges that we were charging for having these events. So I think we did our due diligence at that time in properly addressing the fee structure, just so that the rest of the county constituents were not subject to paying the expense out of county funds for a few groups that are using the facilities. So in other words, 15,000 taxpayers weren't paying for 500 to 1,000 people to use a facility. And we were just basically trying to offset that so it would be proper and not having the community at large have to pay the offset for a function that was occurring at the facilities at the time. So I applaud what we did 2-3 years ago with you, Mr. Dornkamp, Brandy Bowman, the staff, and all of our team. So again, I'll just reiterate, I don't understand if we're having some issues. I would prefer that an entity comes before the board and does a presentation, and at that time we can address it moving forward. So thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, Commissioner Lopez. You know, one thing that I look back and I think we did this in 2019 when this was initially completed. One document that I had that Mr. Dornkamp sent to all of us was the resolution. Let me see here. The resolution that was drafted in 2004. And in it, I sent an email to Mr. Dornkamp yesterday addressing there is in that resolution, it talks about having a $650 non-refundable fee. And I don't know if the resolution and the actual document for rental facilities are aligning and speaking to each other. And so that is one thing, but I do agree with you, Luis, that we did take a look at this in 2019. Second, the one thing here is the ticket surcharge. So Ms. Bowman, when you have events of food and all this other 1% here or 5%, it says here, ticket surcharge, $1 or 5% of ticket amount, whichever is more, then I guess, you know, and then my perspective in here would be, how is that working for the frontline personnel, specifically you and Ms. Bowman, that you know, enforcing these rules and regs?
I know for our larger public events, we're having a good turnout with that. It's bringing revenue to the fairgrounds. The alcohol and ticket sales. I know when it's the smaller vendors, I've had some, you know, a few complaints. They do bring me, you know, their percentage. But I feel that the larger, the ticket sales, that does bring, that they do pretty good on that, and that does bring in revenue.
And Brandy and I had discussion about this, if I may interject a bit. And with the smaller vendor sales, we charge a surcharge on their sales and it cuts into their profits, obviously. That or they have to pass those increased costs on to the consumer, which then the consumer may be less likely to purchase their merchandise. So maybe that's just part of being a vendor, but there was discussion between her and I that maybe there would be some way to, again, to look at that. But I agree with Commissioner Luis Lopez. If there's a huge issue with it, then those vendors ought to, or groups or individuals ought to bring those issues to the board in open session.
There is a question on the chat from Amy Navarrete. On these charges, do we charge the vendors that want to come in for the county fair? Brandy?
Yes, so this last year we did charge the vendor. There was one vendor that I know of that I did receive. I did receive a vendor fee for surcharges and sales from Lori Arnold from our extension office. She did give me the fees as part of her permit that she turned into me, or not the permit, part of her fees, I guess. She did turn in the fees that were collected. I want to say the 5% that were collected at the county fair.
Okay. And then one clarification, Brandy. If a vendor wants to either sell food and or alcohol, Las Animas County, we are not involved with any. They have to go get a special events permit presented to us, and they also have to have the license to dispense food in order to get that approved, correct?
Yes, so part of the process of approving the application, I'll collect the vendor application, the fee. I'll request insurance if the insurance is required. They'll have to have the Colorado Food Service license certificate and proof of nonprofit if they are nonprofit. They would have to get their alcohol license from the clerk's office, and we'll also need proof of that prior to their event.
Okay. Well,
real quick, could I ask, do you make sure that the vendors collect sales tax for the county?
So no, in the policy, it states that is up to the facility lessee, event sponsor, or the vendor to submit their sales tax.
And to add to that, Christy, knowing as a sales tax licensee here in Colorado, that would be the obligation of the vendor,
right,
to submit that quarterly or monthly to the Department of Revenue. So I don't think we as a county have any authority on overseeing that collection or submittal to the state.
Well, but
I wish we could. You make a good point.
Well, because I thought when we first actually in 2018, the lady that came, I thought she said that for our fairgrounds, we should distribute it to anybody that actually wants to rent anything or sell anything. We should distribute it to them, any applications for they could actually file for the sales tax. But I'll find out more information from my rep, and I will let you know.
You're probably right. If they do not have a sales tax license, then we should probably ask that and then give them guidance,
right,
how to obtain that. So
because I thought she told me to disperse the sales tax to the applications or the forms to Brandy so that she can actually give them to any vendors when they're selling any type of food.
And I think we can do that without being in the policy that this be part of the, if you do not have a sales tax license, if you're, most vendors are registered, they should be registered with the state of Colorado. Unless they're coming from out of state. And if they do not have a state sales tax, then they probably shouldn't be operating at all within the confines of our fairgrounds. So that probably should be a question asked. That would probably be the only thing that we might add to the policy. Basically they have to adhere to the Colorado state sales tax statutes. And if they're not in compliance, then they are not able to be a vendor on the county fairgrounds. That might be the only thing I would change on that.
Thank you.
Amendment. Thanks, Christy, for bringing that up.
Christy, you did give me that form. So I do give that out. I'm sorry. I thought you meant, do we collect it?
Oh yeah, no. Yeah. Okay, each vendor, they should have, I'm saying the information that they should be collecting sales tax for probably state and for county.
Yes. And I do have that form that I do give out.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Thank you.
So Brandy or Luis, you might know this as a business owner. When a vendor comes from a different county and they have, does CDPHE issue them a food license, or do they have to acquire one in the particular county they're going to be doing business at?
So that question was brought up for the health department a couple of years ago. And if I remember correctly, if they're licensed in another county by their local public health, they're okay to do business in another county for a food license. Not for sales tax. That's something different. I don't have the answer for that one. Yeah. But I would assume they would still collect state sales tax if they came from another county. Say they came from Huerfano County, and they would still have to collect state sales tax. So that's why I think Christy gave Brandy that information to have them aware of the local county sales tax. But as far as food licensing goes, if they're licensed and the license is current in another county in the state of Colorado, I believe they can travel throughout the state and serve food.
Okay. Any other discussion? Seeing none, I entertain a motion.
Commissioner, touching upon the special events permit, and I think in the packet it starts on page 27. does the board want to proceed with this? First question. And secondly, Brandy looked through it and she would like to incorporate some of this into the fairgrounds rental policy too. Am I correct, Brandy? Because I think there's things in that special use or that draft special events permit that, repeating myself, that she'd like to use.
Yes, after reviewing the special event permit, I like the way it has the description. It has a lot of the information that we do ask for when we are getting with the lessee, when we're having our initial meeting. In our facility rental agreement, it just has it asks for a brief description of what they are, of their event. And in this, with this permit, it pretty much, it goes into more detail with information. And it would be nice to be able to have that included into the fairgrounds policy or as part of it.
Mr. Dornkamp, and I, pardon my page 27, I think I have
okay. I think it is.
Is it one of the exhibits?
It will be 11 documents down from the surcharge table. And it's got a Los Angeles County emblem upper left-hand side. And it's titled on the right-hand side, special events permit. It's the first document after amendment number one.
Okay.
At the board of the fairgrounds policy. And it's below the exhibits.
Okay. I think as Commissioner Luis Lopez mentioned, if Ms. Bowman wants to have this as part of the packet, I think we can certainly entertain, you know, to facilitate the process and the completion of all that she does. I would think that we would be in agreement that bring it back to us, and certainly we can consider that as part of the packet. I don't know if we need a formal step, but
Commissioner Chairman, it probably need to be an action item on an agenda to make any changes or amendments to this. However, with what Ms. Bowman, if I can ask you for clarification, was it basically for a description of the event you would like more detail on? Is that what your request is?
Yes, it's mostly for detail on a public event, since there's so much that goes into the public events. Not too sure about if we would want to do the surcharge or the charges, but I was interested in it, you know, adding the additional information for the public events and for the description and the rental.
Okay, so what I recommend, Chairman, is that Ms. Bowman and Mr. Dornkamp have this discussion and forward it to legal counsel to make sure we didn't violate any issues here, or we're not out of our scope regarding our fairgrounds, and then be presented to the Board of County Commissioners at our next available board meeting if the agendas aren't too large. And I think this is probably the best time to start looking at this now in February before people start renting the facilities for the summertime. So thank you for bringing this forward, Ms. Bowman and Mr. Dornkamp, for this issue here. And that would be my recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Haas, anything else?
No, I concur with Luis.
Okay.
Commissioners, one last comment then. Do you want me for like bicycle events and other events outside of the fairgrounds facility? You want me to go ahead and go with this special events permit application the way I sent it out to you folks? You see any changes? If you do want to do that, you see any changes you want in it, in the fee structure, et cetera?
If it's separate from the fairgrounds, Mr. Dornkamp, I guess, are you asking, or we want to add this to those other events on our county roads, SUP type thing, or would that be a land use issue?
At this point, yes, it would be regarding the county roads. I don't know if it's a land use issue or not, but I know that the board has expressed an interest in perhaps requiring, since bikes are the only ones, these bike races are the only ones that have been using our county roads, that, for instance, on these bike race events, that they do go through some type of process to let the board, the county, and then the public know about these events. And I think within that draft that I sent to the board, I believe there are requirements in there that the person or group putting on those events would be contacting adjacent property owners.
I think that's pertinent. I think that especially Road and Bridge needs to be aware when these events are going to take place so that we don't have some road repair or asphalt we're laying or something like that. I think it's pertinent that we remain informed on when they're going to be using it. I think this is a good idea.
And I agree. I concur. So, again, yeah, if you would get with legal counsel, Mr. Dornkamp, and figure out how to present this to the board to move forward, and that way we're in our wheelhouse getting this stuff accomplished, including the adjustments Ms. Bowman is recommending to the fairground policy. But I think we can get this all accomplished in due time, as long as you don't you're not in a rush for this, Mr. Dornkamp. But
the only thing I think that we need to move fairly quickly on is this special events permit, because I recall one of the folks that put on the rad race was saying that they would sure like to know if we were going to adopt any kind of special events permit to get that adoption perhaps done soon, so they're well aware of it and can make adjustments to their logistics and schedules and stuff. So I'll try and get that in front of the board within the next month.
And Mr. Dornkamp, if you want to take a look at that resolution, it calls for 12 months prior to, and obviously if the space is available, I would imagine that 12 months gives him an initial indication of the time window that we need to work with them to calendar an event of that magnitude. Then the other question would be, if we're going to be taking this out countywide and a vendor wants to set up on one of the county roads as the bike group is going through, how do we lease them a piece of the county road to set up a water station or that kind of a thing? And then again, so I think this gives all an opportunity to take a look at the umbrella of all these services countywide.
Okay.
You just ruined my burrito stand. Very good point.
Really appreciate three meetings back to back. Any other comments? Any other questions? Any more discussion, Ms. Bowman?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Thank you all. I entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
So moved. Second.
Commissioner Hess?
Yes.
Commissioner Luis Lopez?
Yes.
Commissioner Felix Lopez?
Yes. Thank you all. Stay warm and have a good afternoon.